episode 51 of the Burning Bush podcast, where we share the message of the Bible while enjoying a good cigar. Hope everybody's doing good, having a good week, and thanks for stopping by. This week, I am smoking the Ramon Bueso Genesis Oscuro, a cigar that I really like, so figured I'd feature it on the podcast finally. Haven't had one in a while, so I went to the Ramon Bueso Cigars website, and the only cigar they have on the website is the first cigar that he came out with, which was called the Genesis, Ramon Bueso Genesis. He doesn't have this cigar on the website, so I had to go to Cigars International again. So I'll take you over there, and we'll read all about the Ramon Bueso Genesis Oscuro. The Dark Side of Bueso. When the Ramon Bueso Genesis, The Project, hit the market, that's the one I was referring to before, The Project, no one was prepared. The brand took CI Nation by storm, reinventing the term premium cigar and bringing aficionados from every walk of life rich, hearty flavors, excellent construction, and a price-to-quality ratio you'll only experience at Cigars International. Now Ramon is back from the drawing board with an all-new blend that's ready to captivate your palate. But get ready, because this is going to be even bigger than the first one. Ramon Bueso Genesis Oscuro comes to us wearing a thick and dark Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, dripping with oils and oozing with imposing character. A peek beneath reveals a hearty mix of Honduran, Dominican, and Nicaraguan long fillers secured by a Honduran binder. The profile might be medium to full-bodied, but it remains as smooth as silk, pumping out tons of espresso, earth, dark chocolate, and caramel with a peppery finish and an oaky aroma that's simply to die for. Get your hands on a box of Ramon Bueso Genesis Oscuro today and beat the rush. The line will be going out the door and around the block for these beauties. And as it said in the description, it is a medium to full body. Wrappers, Connecticut broadleaf. Binder is Honduran. Fillers are Dominican, Honduran, and Nicaraguan. And the vitolas are Muy Bueso, which is a Toro 6x60, Robusto 5x54, and the Toro 6x54. I don't know why they have Toro in parentheses after the Muy Bueso, the 6x60. I think that might be a typo. So that is the Ramon Bueso Genesis Oscuro from Cigars International, one that I would definitely recommend. So let's go ahead and get into chapter 2 of Dr. Justin Bass's book, The Bedrock of Christianity. And today will be a pretty short one. It's just a small section, the first section of chapter 2, which is entitled Bedrock Eyewitness. And the section is the Apostle Paul. Of all the men of the first century, incomparably the most influential was the Apostle Paul. No other man exercised anything like so much power as he did in molding the future of the empire. Among the imperial ministers of the period, there appeared none that had any claim to the name of statesman except Seneca, and Seneca fell as far short of Paul in practical influence and intellectual insight as he did in moral character. Sir William Ramsay, Pauline and Other Studies in Early Christian History. Paul is the single most important author of the New Testament when it comes to studying the historical Jesus and the earliest days of the Christian movement. As we have already seen, he was a zealous Pharisee who believed Jesus was an accursed false prophet. Therefore, he persecuted followers of Jesus and tried to destroy this movement. Suddenly, he had an earth-shattering, world-changing, transformational conversion when he became convinced that the crucified man Jesus appeared to him, raised from the dead. After this appearance of Jesus, Paul the Pharisaic persecutor became forever known as Paul the Apostle. Paul's conversion, though, was just the beginning. In addition to the bedrock facts of Paul's conversion and pre-conversion aims and beliefs, we know many of Paul's movements after his conversion during the earliest stages of the Christian movement. After his conversion, Paul spent time in Arabia and Damascus. Then, within 5 years of Jesus' crucifixion, he visited Jerusalem. During this visit, he met with Jesus' foremost follower, Peter, and Jesus' brother, James. It was at this meeting, around AD 37, or sometime after his conversion in Damascus, AD 34 to 37, that Paul received many traditions and hymns about Jesus' life, teachings, death, burial, resurrection, and appearances. See 1 Corinthians 7:10, 8:6, 9:14, 11:2, and 23 through 26, 15:3 through 7, and 16:22, 2 Corinthians 8:9, and 10:1, Galatians 1:4 through 5, Romans 1:3 through 4, 4:25, 6:3 through 4, 8:34, 14:14, 15:3 and 8. 1 Thessalonians 1:10 and 4:14, Philippians 2:6 through 11, and see also 1 Timothy 3:16. These travels of Paul during the 30s and 40s AD, referenced throughout his undisputed letters, are bedrock facts. We know more about the historical Paul and his movements in the first 30 years of the Christian movement than we know about any other figure of first century Christianity, with the exception of Jesus himself. And that'll finish the first section of chapter 2 for this week of The Bedrock of Christianity by Dr. Justin Bass. So thanks for stopping by. And I always say I appreciate it. But actually, I've been thinking about that lately, and it's wrong, because it's not about me or pleasing me or making me happy. It's about pleasing God. It's about pleasing the Lord and coming to him and learning about his word. So that's what it's all about. So I'm really going to try hard to stop saying I appreciate it, because though I do, it really has nothing to do with me. I'm just here to present material and hopefully change your minds and bring you to faith in Jesus Christ, because that's what I'm called to do. So anyway, just needed to get that out there. And feeling a little convicted. If you're a believer, you'll understand what I'm talking about. If you're not, hey, put it on the shelf and get to it later. But anyway, check out the show notes for the links to this week's cigar, to Dr. Bass's website where you can pick up his books, check out his YouTube videos, and learn more about him. And also to groundworksministries.com for daily Bible studies and devotionals, and of course the Burning Bush podcast merchandise store to pick up some things to help spread the word about the show. So tell your friends, and until next week, have a great day, have a great cigar, and God bless.